time has come for our final talk, which will be from Alyssa. Alyssa is a graduate assistant that has been working the last 2 years on the NC Health Info area. And her coursework in sales has been concentrated around cataloging and metadata because Alyssa is interested in the organization and description of information. So in addition to working on NC Health Info, she's also completed an internship and a field experience to broaden her experience working with metadata. I'm glad to let you all know that at the end of May, Alyssa will be moving to Michigan to work as the metadata / cataloging services librarian at Northern Michigan University in Marquette. And Dr. Moran served as the advisor for her paper, which is called Preliminary Training for RDA, a Survey of Cataloging Department Heads. So,
thank you all for being here today. It's nice to see lots of people interested in the things that we slaved at all semester or frantically worked on later on. So my topic was on RDA, and as Dave described in my intro, I'm very interested in cataloging and metadata, and I realize not everyone might be, so I thought I would start with an explanation of what RDA is. First, RDA stands for Resource Description and Access, and it's actually been under development since 1997, but that's when it started as an idea, when people decided that AACR2, the current cataloging code, wasn't cutting it, and it hadn't actually reached a committee format to start working on the text for RDA until 2004. So it has already has a long history. And it's based on an entity relationship model, which is new for cataloging codes, known as FERBR, or Functional Requirements for Bibliographic Records. And it's, as I mentioned, it's supposed to succeed AACR2 because of all the electronic resources that libraries have been collecting in the past several years, that it's just the current code is just not cutting it anymore, and we need something that will handle all these formats and the formats that are to come that we don't know yet in a much better way. All right, so why is RDA necessary if it hasn't been adopted yet? We're not using it. It's just out there right now and we're looking at it, we're studying at it. Well, I thought that it was important to research what's being done for RDA right now because it's being considered by all the literature as an inevitable thing, that it will be adopted. So why not start looking at what's being done now to get a snapshot of what's happening in order to prepare us better for the future when we actually do need to train for the adoption of RDA. So I found an article that was published in 2009 by Hitchens and Simon that actually discussed what had happened when we moved to adopt AACR2 as a cataloging code, and based on experiences from that adoption, what the libraries should do when it comes time to adopt RDA. And they made several suggestions that I based my research question off of. So my research question was, what training methods are being used to prepare cataloging department heads and cataloging departments in American academic libraries for the adoption of RDA, and what are their perceptions of the usefulness of the training they've received? Again, just to gain a good snapshot of what things are like now and what we can do in the coming probably months when some sort of RDA decision is going to be made. So I had several sub-questions that I used for my survey of cataloging department heads, where I tried to gain what training they've received as cataloging heads and what training that their departments have received, and then what they will receive in the future as department heads and what their departments will receive. A little bit confusing, but I hope that my survey made sense for them as they went through it. I had an online survey through Qualtrics, and I had 35 questions for these cataloging department heads to answer. There were multiple choice mostly and some free response areas for them to give me their full perceptions, vents, opinions, whatever they cared to share with me. And I targeted American academic ARL institutions, partly because they were larger institutions that I thought would be more able to participate in some sort of training before is actually time to train for something, and that they also might be more interested in remaining at the forefront of what's happening in the cataloging community at the moment. And so all those emails were sent out to 98 cataloging department heads. And of that, I had about a 32.65% response rate, a little bit low, but it was enough to work with, which I'm really grateful that that many people took time to answer my survey. And they had about 2.5 weeks to respond, and I bothered them with emails and reminded them to please answer my survey. It's important. So first, some of the results that I'll share are regarding the training that has occurred for cataloging department heads and for their departments themselves. So I discovered that training has definitely begun for RDA in these departments. About 40% of the department heads have attended training sessions for RDA, but not 40% isn't a great quantity, but it's a start. And also, the training has not been required of department heads by their superiors or of their departments because it hasn't been adopted yet. Why would you require training for something that we're not sure when it's going to come into fruition? Respondents' favorite way to receive training was to attend webinars. 100% of my respondents said that they had attended webinars, which I thought was fairly significant that that's how training is happening right now for RDA. Also, the majority of respondents, about 80%, kept up with what was happening with RDA and the potential adoption of it through literature, whether it be books or articles or listservs was a very popular choice, just any way that they could to keep up with what was happening. And I found it curious that only one respondent mentioned that they discussed it with their colleagues, but I hope that that will increase in the future. Also, most training sessions, when they have been offered for cataloging departments, have been offered in-house by the cataloging department head. So it seems that the cataloging department head might be the one going out to training, getting it at national or regional conferences. They might be attending the webinars, and then they're passing that information on to their staff. So the next set of results, I asked about what training will occur, what do these department heads seem to be planning for or anticipate to happen in the future. Well, 80% of them state that they will attend RDA training sessions in the future. I anticipate that it's not 100% because some people still aren't sure that RDA will actually happen, despite all the literature that it seems to be in the affirmative that RDA will be adopted eventually. And most of these department heads and their staff will attend training via webinars, national or regional workshops. And again, as I mentioned, it's a waiting game. You have to wait for this national decision, as cataloging is often done based off of what the Library of Congress does. So it's waiting before plans are formally being made. And also, once it's announced that RDA will be adopted, we can expect a huge flurry of activities as people try to plan and get their staff ready for this change. Some other results that came out of the individual perceptions and opinions, the free response area of my survey, were that there was a very individualized approach to training for RDA between the webinars where you sat at your desk in front of your computer and the reading of literature. It seems to be a very individualized process. And I'm sure part of this is because it hasn't been required yet. It's just been someone's curiosity trying to be somewhat prepared for what will happen in the future, and just that it's not indefinite yet. And so if it's indefinite, they're staying on top of things, but not with 100% of their attention. Also, that 93% of the respondents stated that RDA training has enhanced their understanding of RDA. It's RDA introduces many new concepts and terms to the cataloging community with the entity relationship model fervor and all sorts of other changes that are happening, that it's very important that training occurs. And it's good to see that it has enhanced people's understanding. However, there are some gaps in training. These include, there's a online toolkit for RDA that people need more experience using and instruction on how to use it. Also, the respondents would like more information about local implementation and workflow information that they can actually take what they learned from these training sessions and implement it into their workplace once training becomes necessary for their staff members. They also say that there's not enough hands-on experience with using RDA during the training sessions, which is hard if it's not something that's being done right now to actually go and practice at your institution after the training session. So maybe some sort of simulations during training workshops would be very helpful for their comprehension of RDA. And also some people commented that they would like further information on RDA's effect on various aspects of the work in the cataloging field, including authority work. So we can see that for the most part, the RDA training that's happened has met a lot of the expectations that Hitchens and Simons had stated that I based off of my research question off of. The staff and their cataloging department heads feel more comfortable and confident with the structure and sequence of operations in RDA, the departures from the previous code, the use of catalogers' judgment in making these decisions, and also just understanding the principles, structural changes, and philosophical changes for RDA. What's lacking is the information that they need to actually take RDA and put it into the workplace. And until the adoption of RDA is known, it's just difficult to adequately prepare. So it seems, to me, it seems to be that the cataloging community is making good progress on staying informed and trying to kind of have some sort of plan in their back pocket to whip out when RDA is announced that it will be adopted. So, like I said, it's a waiting game, but everyone's trying to be prepared. Did anyone have any questions?
Yeah, I had one. But if the announcement becomes official and it's going to be adopted, I mean, obviously they have to give some time so that people can catch up and be trained. Do you think there may be a lag in cataloging education among LIS students? Do you think that they may have a longer lag of catching up and getting the training they need as a student as opposed to someone who's on the job?
I actually think we might be a little bit ahead. If you're in the cataloging track here, at least at UNC, we had teachers in our advanced cataloging course last semester who were participating in a national test of RDA who actually taught us as they were testing RDA. So we had the ability to learn it and actually deal with it firsthand, whereas some staff members might not have been able to experience that yet in cataloging departments, but the department head might be. So I think it'll be actually more of a mix of if there are new graduates coming in, they'll have some knowledge that other people there don't have, and vice versa. So I hope that it would be some sort of sharing environment where the departments can come together and help each other out with what they don't understand and just learn from each other. As we know, funds are short, so going out and actually going to training sessions might be really hard. I think that's more of a bigger problem.
In light of our other two topics, so how did your knowledge about this RDA help in your securing the job you got in one situation where you're
I think that it helped that I knew what it was. There were people on the search committee who didn't know what it was, but I mean, it's a very specialized topic that I think cataloging and metadata people will be more firsthand affected by. Where we'll see RDA affecting other things is in displaying in the catalog search interface and the OPAC thing changes will occur. And then just, it should help organize electronic resources better. I don't know if that actually has happened yet, but it should help with that. I think having the opportunity to learn from the practitioners really helps in my job interview. Just to be able to say that, yes, I've learned from someone who's actually used it has been nice. But I think coming out of school with some of this knowledge has been helpful for me.
Any hints for cataloging and Zeeholk and Poe resources?
Do you want to learn RDA?
Yeah. Bring it up. do you see anything that we could take from it that might be useful?
Where I
don't expect you to answer this question right now.
Oh, okay.
In detail.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that RDA is trying to help connect resources better together that have some sort of commonality. Like if it's an author name, that you'll be able to see everything that the author is connected to. And no one else knows cataloging input system for NC Health Info, but I think we already do a little bit of that, honestly. So it should be a more of a way to connect information to each other and hopefully would help with people searching processes.
So what will the impact be on OPAC display and search engines? Is there software out there where you can handle both the catalog welcoming end in the display?
I don't think there is.
It's going to be a while even after it becomes an accepted standard.
Yeah.
There's going to be real implementation.
It seems like that always happens in the, I don't know if it's the entire library community, but at least the cataloging community, that something will come out and it's good, but then we have to wait for another piece before it, you know, it gets to its full potential, and then there'll be another piece that has to be replaced, and it's just constantly learning and adapting to what we have. And I've seen, you know, chatter on the listservs that there are OPACs that don't display everything that REA can do, so which that's a definite concern for that. Hopefully someone's working on that and help us out. Maybe some of those IA students.
And here, Jill Sexton is very well aware of REA, and there are already some records that have some REA elements in them. And so I'm sure once we really get started using it, there'll be a huge process with Jill Sexton and all of the data folks to make everything more right. It's a lot bigger, but it's a similar process to now. You know, AE02 and MARC changes all the time. Mm-hmm. So I think it will be a similar process. Something changes and you figure out how to make it work.
Yeah. Just plugging away.
Thank you. Can everyone please join me in just thanking the three presenters, congratulating them on a successful completion of their master's paper? All right, on behalf of KT, the three presenters, and myself, I'd like to thank you all for coming out, and please join us for some light refreshments over there. Thank you.
You should have just